The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Avoyim, today we're going to be learning Siman Nun Ches. The Kitzer calls Din Birkas HaReach, the bracha made on fragrance, on smelling a nice smell. Let's see Halacha Aleph. Kishem she'asolo la'adam lehanas mimachal o mashke. Just like it is forbidden for a person to have enjoyment from food or drink, kadam she'avarech, before he makes a bracha on it. Kach asolo lehanas mereach. In a similar fashion, it is forbidden for a person to have enjoyment from a fragrance, kadam she'avarech alav, before he makes the bracha on it. Shenamar kol haneshama tahalel ka, like the pasuk says that the soul should give praise to Hashem. And the Kitzer explains, ezeu davar shaneshama nenes mimenu, what's something that the soul has enjoyment from, venaguf nene mimenu, and the body does not enjoy. What's something which is not such a physical pleasure, but it's more of a spiritual pleasure that the soul has enjoyment from? Havi omer zeh hareach. I would say the pasuk is referring to the enjoyment of smell. It's not such an earthly pleasure. It's more like a spiritual type of a pleasure. And that's a pleasure of the soul. So for that, we make the bracha on smelling, like the pasuk is referring to, praising Hashem for the pleasure of the soul. The Kitzur continues, Avala acharav enotzarech levarech. Even though one makes a bracha before, however, afterwards, he does not need to make the bracha. Mishom dekishemafsik hareach mechotmo, because when the smell stops being smelled by his nostrils, from his nose, kvar avrahana also, now the Hana, the enjoyment, is over with. Once he stops smelling the smell, the enjoyment is finished. It's like a food that was digested in his intestines. The halacha was, in Siman Nun Aleph, halacha yadalad, once the food is totally digested, as the Kitzur discusses in those halachas, the exact details of what's considered to be digested, one may not make a bracha acharona on it. So therefore, by smelling, once he stops the smelling, that's comparable to a case where the food was digested, and therefore there would be no bracha would be made after smelling. Let's see halacha beis. Ketzed mevarech al hareach hatov. How does one make a bracha on smell? What are the different categories of smell and the different brachas on them? Im ze sheyotzi mimenu hareach hu peri. If the item that the fragrance comes from is a fruit, shehu ra'i la'achila, it's something which is edible, that something that could be eaten. Bein shehu peri ha'etz, bein shehu peri ha'adama, whether the fruit is something that grows from a tree or it's something that grows from the ground, but if it's a fruit, afal pi she'ina ro'i la'achila ela ayidei ta'aruvos, even though it's not edible unless it's mixed with something else, if some other ingredient is added to it, kigon egos muscat, like nutmeg, that it's not edible on its own, it has to be mixed with other ingredients. Titranin is lemons, the esrog, and the esrog. He has in parentheses, b'shayimos hashana chutz sukkos. On other days besides for sukkos, we'll explain that in a second. So, on all these fruits, whether they grow from a tree, whether they grow from the ground, the Kitzur gives these examples of nutmeg, lemons, and esrog. Mikol makom, kevan she'ikra la'achila, even though it's only something which can be eaten with mixing ingredients, mikol makom kevan she'ikra la'achila, but nevertheless, since it is something which can be eaten, mevarech asher nasan reach tov b'peiros. He makes the bracha asher nasan reach tov b'peiros. He who gave a good fragrance to fruits. And he adds in the parentheses, v'yish omrim hanosin. Some say the bracha is hanosin ve'ach tov b'peiros. Is the bracha in the present tense, he who gives hanosin ve'ach tov b'peiros, or is the bracha in the past tense, asher nosan ve'ach tov b'peiros, he who gave a good re'ach, good smell to fruits. There's two versions of the bracha, hanosin or asher nosan. In terms of the bracha on the esrog, the Kitzur made a reference to the halachos of Sukkos, that it's not so simple to make a bracha on an esrog during Sukkos, the holiday of Sukkos. The reason is the following. Regular fruits are considered to be omed la'achila, they're considered to be designated for eating, and therefore, because their designation is for eating, if one also smells them, he makes the bracha that one makes on fruit. An esrog is not designated for eating, it's designated for the mitzvah. Maybe because its designation is for the mitzvah, one cannot make the bracha asher nasan reach tov b'peiros, the bracha that one makes on eating fruit, because that's only a fruit which is designated for eating. The esrog which is designated for the mitzvah maybe doesn't get that bracha. There's a discussion in the poskim, in the halachic authorities, does one make a bracha on an esrog or not? There's two opinions. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch suggests to avoid smelling an esrog on the holiday of Sukkot just for the sake of its smell. Obviously, if he's taking it, he might incidentally smell it. There's nothing wrong with incidentally smelling the esrog. But if he intends to take it for the sake of smelling it, there's a question about the bracha. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch suggests against taking the esrog specifically for smelling it during the holiday of Sukkot. Let's see the continuation of the Kitzur. V'davka kishen niskavin lohariach bo. This is specifically when the person had intention to smell it. That which one makes a bracha on a fruit is if he took the fruit for the sake of smelling it. Aval, however, im lo niskavin lohariach ela la'achila, if the person did not intend to smell the fruit, rather for the sake of eating the fruit, v'hareach balo mimela, and the aroma, the smell comes to him incidentally, he's trying to eat the fruit, and he just smells it as he eats it. Enotzach levarich al hareach, he would not need to make a bracha on the smell. He would just make the bracha when he eats it. He would not make the bracha on the fragrance. The Kitzur continues, Hamariach bekafe kaloi. Someone smells ground coffee. Sheyesh lo reach tov, that it has a nice smell. Mavarech asher nasan reach tov b'peiros. He makes the bracha, he who gave a nice reach, a nice smell to peiros, to fruits. Even though we don't think of coffee as being a fruit, technically it is a fruit. We never make a ha'etz on coffee because you don't eat the coffee itself. You brew it and you make a drink from it, and the drink is shahakol. But if one smells the coffee ground, he smells the actual fruit, and the fruit is an edible fruit. Therefore, he makes the bracha ashenos and reach tov b'peiros on ground coffee. Let's see halacha gimel. If that which the fragrance came from is a tree, or it's a type of a tree, the Mishneh Berurah explains that to mean it's similar to a tree, just a little bit softer, but it's still a tree. Mivarech bari atzei b'samim. He makes the bracha, he who created besamim that come from a wood, from a tree. V'lochein, and therefore al hahadas, on the hadas, which is what we take on Sukkot, is that type of myrtle, V'alvered shekoren rosin, and on a rose. V'al halavona, and on frankincense. V'kiyotze bahem, mehem, and similar types of plants that grow on a tree, something that has a hard trunk or a hard stalk to it. Mivarchin bori atze b'samim. We make the bracha bori atze b'samim. So in all these examples, the Kitzur is giving on a myrtle, on a rose, frankincense, anything that is considered to be a tree, if that tree has a nice smell, he makes the bracha bori atze b'samim. And the Kitzur explains, dekeven deikro eno la'achila elo la'hariach, since it's not primarily used for eating, but rather for smelling, lo havi pri, it's not considered to be a fruit. Meaning, as opposed to, let's say, an esrog, or a lemon, or a nutmeg, which are considered to be fruits, and the bracha on those fruits is ashenasen reach tov beperos, he who gave a nice smell to fruits. But these other examples, a myrtle or a rose, frankincense, even though technically some of these might be edible, the Kitzur and the halachas of making brachos on different parts of a plant talked about people that would make food from rose petals. So technically you could eat the rose petals, but because it's not primarily used for food, it's used for its smell, so therefore it's not considered to be a fruit. And all these things, the bracha would be borei atze b'samim. The Kitzur continues, al palpalin on pepper, v'al zangevil, which is ginger, he says in the Yiddish, ingbar, yesh omim demivarchin, there are those that say you make a bracha if one smells pepper or ginger, v'yesh omim she'en mivarchin, there are those that say not to make a bracha, Alkein ein lahariach behem, therefore one should not smell them. What's the question about pepper and ginger? The Achronim, later authorities, debate, are pepper and ginger considered spices? Maybe they're not considered spices. Are they considered spices or fragrances? If pepper and ginger are considered spices, tavlin, and they're not considered to be besamim, they're not considered to be fragrances, they would not have a bracha. If they're also considered to be fragrances, even though that they're used for spicing foods, maybe they're also considered to be fragrances, they would get a bracha. So because of this doubt, can we look at something which is used for spicing up foods, can we also look at that as a fragrance, that it should merit its own bracha as being besamim? Because of that doubt, so therefore one should not smell these types of spices. So anything used not as a fruit of its own, but rather as spice of a food, again, pepper and ginger, spices like this, one should not make the bracha of, one should not smell them, because it's questionable whether they have a bracha or not. And this is specifically with these spices, pepper and ginger. There are other things that are used as spices. Let's say, for example, cloves, which we'll see they do get a bracha. Cinnamon also gets a bracha. Specifically, these spices, ginger and pepper, because their smell is not so such a good aroma, and they're primarily used as spicing for a food, therefore it's questionable about their bracha, therefore one should not smell them. Let's see halacha dalid. Al esev v'yerek, on herbs and on vegetation, mivarchin bari isve v'samim. We make the bracha bari isve v'samim. Things that are herbs that grow from the ground. He makes the bracha, he created fragrant herbs. The Kitzur explains a little bit of the diktuk. Ha'ayin b'chirik. The ayin in the word isfei has a chirik under it. V'habez refuya. The Beis does not have a dogish. It's pronounced Isvei as opposed to Isvei. The Beis does not have a dogish. It's Isvei. Ki achirik hutnu akala. Because the chirik is a light vowelization, the vase that follows the chirik, which is a light vowelization, so also the vase does not have the heavy accent of the dogish. It's missing that dogish. It's a vase as opposed to a base. And therefore the bracha is isvei. The Kitz explains more in terms of the diktuk. V'gam habeis shel b'samim refuya. The bracha is not Bisamim, even though that's commonly how we would call the word Bisamim, but in Isvei Visamim, the base of Visamim is Refuya, does not have a dagish. It's Isvei Visamim. The Samach Aleph Hei Vav Yud. The rule is any time one of the letters that normally would get a dagish, a base, or a chaf, a pei, or a tof, if it comes after the letters Aleph, Hey, Vav, or Yud, it does not get a dogish. So therefore, by Isvei Visamim, because the last letter of Isvei is a Yud, and then the letter Veis follows that, it does not get a dogish. Therefore, the correct pronunciation is Isvei Visamim. The Kitzur continues, V'hasimun Leida Mahu Eitz Umahu Yerek. What's the sign, what's the way of knowing if something is a tree, that it would be bari'atze v'samim, or if it would be a vegetable, and it would be bari'isvei v'samim? So again, v'asimun leida mahu eitz mahu yerek, what's the way of knowing if something is a tree or a vegetable or vegetation? Kol sheha givol hu kosha, as long as the stalk is hard, kigivol shel pishton, like the stalk of a flax, umiskayim mishana l'shana, it remains from year to year, it stays from one year to another, umotzi alin, and it produces leaves coming out of the stalk, zehu eitz, that's considered to be a tree, v'osam shagivol l'olam rach havi isvei v'samim, and the plants that the stalk is softer, that would not be considered to be tree, that would be considered to be Isvei V'samim. So what the kids are saying over here is that the stalk has to be hard, and it also has to remain from year to year and produce leaves. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this means that it's similar to the halachos of the bracha on fruit. If something grows from a tree, we get the bracha of ha'etz. If the tree does not stay from year to year, the fruit that grows from it would be ha'adama. So the same type of a tree, it's something that stays from year to year and produces leaves. That same type of a tree that we have in terms of getting the bracha of ha'etz would also apply to the samim. So therefore, it has to have all these signs of a tree similar to the bracha of ha'etz. Let's see halacha hay. Let's say the fragrance does not come from a tree or from vegetation. Kamoha musk. He says in Yiddish, pizam. What's musk? That's a fragrance that comes from an animal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down different parts of the animal it could come from. It could come from possibly the sweat of the animal, or possibly the blood of the animal, but it's a fragrance that comes from a type of an animal. So therefore, what bracha should it get? It's not a fruit. It doesn't come from an eitz. It doesn't come from a tree. It doesn't come from vegetation. So the bracha is, the Kitzur says, Mevarech Allah bari minei b'samim. You make the bracha bari minei b'samim. Most fragrances would not get this bracha of bari minei b'samim. Most fragrances come from vegetation. If it's a fruit, it's asher nosen reach tov b'peiros. If it's a tree, it's bari atzei b'samim. If it's vegetation, it's bari isvei b'samim. If you have a fragrance that does not come from any of the above mentioned sources, like something from an animal, like musk, then the bracha would be bar yamine b'samim. The Kitzur continues, v'chein al shvemlech yaveshim, in a similar fashion, if someone would have dry mushrooms, sheyesh lahem reach tov, that they have a nice fragrance. The halacha in terms of the bracha on mushrooms was discussed previously in Siman Nun Bey's halacha gimel, that mushrooms are not considered to be growing from the ground. Their nutrients, the nutrition comes from the air. So again, v'chin al shvim lach yaveshim sheish lam reach tov. If someone makes a bracha on dry mushrooms, in the reach bahem, if he smells these mushrooms, niralish digish levarich bar yamine besamim, he should make the bracha bar yamine besamim. Even though technically the mushrooms are coming out of the ground, just like in terms of the bracha, one cannot make the bracha ha'adama on mushrooms because the nutrition comes from the air and not from the ground. So the Kitzur is comparing that to the halacha of reach, of their fragrance. When one has a fragrant smell from mushrooms, the mushrooms are not considered to be isvei v'samim, they're not considered to be something growing from the ground, because the nutrients and the nutrition comes from the air. And therefore, he would not get the bracha of isvei v'samim, but rather the bracha of minei v'samim. The Mishneh Berurah mentions in the halachas of Havdalah that in terms of the besamim that we take by Havdalah, we always make the bracha bar yamine besamim, to avoid any confusion about what bracha to make on the besamim by Havdalah. So Chazal instituted a uniform bracha after Shabbos to make the bracha bar yamine besamim, even if those besamim would fit one of these other categories. He took an esrog to smell, or he took roses, which is bariatze besamim, or if he took something that was a vegetation. Nevertheless, on the besamim taken after Shabbos, we make one uniform bracha bariyamini besamim, because the bracha bariyamini besamim always will exempt any type of besamim. But if it's during the week that he has different types of besamim, he has to be medactic, he has to be careful to figure out which type of category would it fit. Is it a fruit that would be asher nosen reach tov b'peiros? Does it grow from a tree that the bracha would be bar yatze b'samim? Does it grow from the ground that would be called bar yisvei b'samim? If it's none of the above mentioned categories, then the bracha would be bar yamine b'samim. Let's see halacha vav. Al shemen ha-parsimon, on balsam oil, ha-gadol be'eretz Yisrael, that grows in Eretz Yisrael, because of the significance of this type of oil, that it grows in Eretz Yisrael, kavulo bracha bifnei atzmo, they gave it its own bracha. Umavarchan olav boris shemen ariv, he makes the bracha boris shemen ariv, because this oil grows in Eretz Yisrael, therefore this oil is considered to be more important. So therefore, Chazal gave this balsam oil a special bracha of its own, similar to the idea we have in terms of wine. Because of the importance of wine, it doesn't get the bracha of borei priya eitz, it gets the bracha of borei priya gofen. So in a similar fashion, on this balsam oil, which grows in Eretz Yisrael, because of the importance of this oil, Chazal gave it its own bracha. And the bracha on balsam oil would be Bari Shemen Ariv. Let's see, Alacha Zayin. Birich al shel eitz isvei besamim. If someone made a bracha on the besamim that grow on a tree, isvei besamim, he made the mistake of calling these besamim from the tree isvei besamim, v'chein lehepech. And also the other way, if he took besamim that grow from the ground, and he made the bracha bari atze b'samim lo yatza. He does not exempt his obligation to make the bracha, because the bracha atze b'samim does not fit vegetation, and the bracha isvei b'samim, which is on herbs, does not fit b'samim that grow on a tree. Aval, however, In Birich Boriminei Bisamim Al Kol Aminim, if you made the bracha Boriminei Bisamim on any of these types of spices, Yatzah, he exempts his obligation. Just getting back to the bracha on Bisamim after Shabbos, on Matzai Shabbos, because the bracha Boriminei Bisamim could exempt any type of spices, that's why we make that bracha after Shabbos. But in general, even though there are these different categories of besamim, that during the week one should be careful what type of besamim these spices fit into, but b'diavad, after the fact, if he made the bracha Boriminei Bisamim, he's yotze, he would exempt any type of besamim with Boriminei Bisamim. The Kitzur continues, v'lochein, and therefore, b'chol dovar shu mesupak b'brachaso, anything that he's unsure about the bracha, v'yevshalo l'zbar, and it's impossible for him to clarify, he cannot clarify what the bracha on this fragrance is, he cannot clarify the mitzias, the facts about how it's grown. Mevarech Allah boriminei b'samim, he makes the bracha boriminei b'samim, because Boriminei Bisamim is sort of an umbrella bracha, it covers any types of Bisamim. If he can't figure out how it grows, he makes the bracha Boriminei Bisamim. The Kitzur continues, V'nira lid imbirech al priya eitz bori'atze Bisamim yatsa. The Kitzur says, it would seem to me, if he took something which is a fruit, if he made a bracha on a fruit, bori'atze Bisamim, he is yotze. He would exempt his obligation. Meaning, let's say a person took an esrog or a lemon or a nutmeg, one of the fruits that the bracha is ashenas nereach tov v'peros. If he made the bracha bari atzeh b'samim, he who created b'samim from trees, he's yotzei, because all these things, for example, the nutmeg or the esrog, the lemon, they all grow on a tree. So if he made the bracha bari atzeh b'samim on a fruit, but diavad, after the fact, he would be yotze. The Kitzur continues, v'yalke nirali, and therefore would seem to me, ki al negloch, that on cloves, v'chin al klipas pomeransin, on the peel of an orange, v'citrinin, on the peel of a lemon, yesh levarich bori'atze b'samim, he should make the bracha bori'atze b'samim. The Kitzur means the following, on these foods he just mentioned, orange peels, lemon peels, cloves. It's not clear. Do we look at that as a fruit? It's not really the main part of the fruit in the case of the peel. In the case of the cloves, it's not really something which is so much eaten for itself. It's more like something that adds flavoring to other foods. So it's not clear on cloves or on these orange or lemon peels. Would he make the bracha asher nasan reach tov b'peros? Does he make the bracha on them like you'd make on a regular fruit, because it's not clear that they fit into the category of fruits, therefore you should make the bracha bari atzeh b'samim, since in any fruit, the Kitzur is of the opinion, if he makes the bracha bari atzeh b'samim, he is yotzei, he exempts his obligation. Therefore, these types of foods, again, the cloves, or the orange and lemon peels, which is not clear if they're considered halachically to be the category that one would make the bracha of fruits, it's not clear one would make the bracha asher nasan reach tov b'peros on these items. Therefore, he should make the bracha bari atzeh b'samim, in which case, whether they're considered fruits or not, he would be yotzei, he would exempt his obligation. Let's see halacha ches. Shemen o yayin shebasmo b'samim. If one has oil or wine that he put spices in, he put these fragrances in. In ba'atzeh b'samim, if he put the fragrance from b'samim, from spices that grow from a tree, mevarech atzeh b'samim, he makes the bracha atzeh b'samim. V'im b'isveh b'samim, mevarech bari isveh b'samim. If it's from vegetation, he makes the bracha bari isveh b'samim. So depending on where the origin of the spices is, or the fragrance is. If it's from a tree, he makes bari atzeh b'samim. If it's from vegetation, he makes bari isveh b'samim. From hayubo eitzim ba'asaf, and let's say it was a mixture of b'samim from a tree and from vegetation, Mevarech bari minyan b'samim. Therefore, he cannot make the bracha atzei b'samim or isbe b'samim because it's a mixture of both. He makes the bracha bari minyan b'samim. V'chein b'chal makom, and similarly, any time shigesh riach me'urav miminim shonim, he has a fragrance which is a mixture of different types of smell. He has some which are atzei b'samim, isbe b'samim, let's say some are peros, are fruits, that the bracha is asher nasan riach to peros. The halacha is, anytime there's a mixture of different fragrances, mevarech bar yaminei b'samim, makes the bracha bar yaminei b'samim on the mixture, because there's not one specific type of spices in it. He makes the bracha bar yaminei b'samim. The kitzur continues, imotziu ha-b'samim min ha-shamen, if they took out the besamim, the spices, from the oil, or min ha-mayim, or from the water, yesh safek im mevarchem aleihem, there's a doubt if one makes the bracha, if the actual spices were removed and just their fragrance stayed behind in that liquid that they were put in, so it's ambiguous in halacha if a bracha should be made. Since the main besamim did not stay there, the smell is somewhat weaker if you remove the spices. So it's not clear, would one make a bracha on this water or oil or wine that had the spices previously in them? Therefore, one should not smell water that the spices were removed from. He should leave the spices in that water if he wants to make a bracha. If the spices were removed, he should not smell it, because it's not clear if that's a strong enough scent to make a bracha on it. If you want to see more about the halachas of reach, the halachas of making a bracha on smelling, there's an article on the website Kitzur 365 that discusses at more length these issues of making a bracha on fragrances.